Hey guys, welcome to the second episode of OKC Over Easy. On this ep, I have two of my very close friends, Sarah and Sarah, and we have a lot of great stuff to say about ramen. So it's going to be 51 minutes just talking about ramen. Just kidding. But we have some really great things to say, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. Bye. Junior high, or was it college?
What?
When our friendship started?
The three of us?
Yeah.
I think we were still in high school.
Me too. I would say
really?
The end of my high school days, because you both were around when I was going to college.
That
and
was
talking
like
to me about.
That's like what I think. Our when we like started being friends is because we like sat in your dorm room or your Bryant Place apartment.
Yep.
And you were like, we were like, here's college.
Yeah. You guys told me what was up.
I mean,
the chain of influence.
were telling me about like the process to becoming a sorority. We like walked around Oakwood East Ponds, and you couldn't tell me who you were with, but you were telling me about that.
But then we went to Bronco Lake, and we fed
the fish. Yes,
and they're disgusting. But I don't think they're there anymore.
I don't know.
Anyway, today I have the two Sarahs with me.
Sarah Squared.
And we'll probably refer to like Sarah and then Kay because that's her name.
Always.
You know, that's her given name. But we're just going to talk about food because I feel like it's what centers around all of my relationships, but like mostly ours. You know.
And you treat your podcast guests so well.
And I treat my podcast. We had a nice little spread out crackers, cheese, hummus, salmon, goat cheese with cranberries.
So. A little cold Sauvignon Blanc.
A little cold white wine is what we're sipping on. So I sent them the same thing that I sent my first guest, Bryce, is just like a pre-taping document. But I guess since we started talking about college, I think we should talk about college diets.
I'm looking at Sarah's list.
No, she has a typed out list. She has a typed out list.
Her college diet was so much better than anything I ever dreamed of.
Shut up.
This is before I knew that cooking was real and a thing, but I still
But this is still cooking. Like,
I thought so.
Mine was served to me, like, when I lived in the sorority house.
I was thinking today about the foods I ate kind of during every year of college.
Okay.
So, are we going into this?
Yeah, no, like, let's get into it.
So, freshman year, I ate the upscale ramen noodles that were 88 cents and tasted so good, but were basically paper.
Wait,
they were in a red square or rectangle package.
Oh.
And they were like chicken teriyaki. And they smelled, so my roommate Jenna was eating them, and they smelled so freaking good at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So I would go, and then I started buying them and eating them. So I ate those and Pop-Tarts, and then
what kind of Pop-Tarts?
I was really into the fudge sundae.
No, those are good.
No,
those
I didn't good. Know nutrition was a thing.
But brown cinnamon sugar.
No, that's the best one. Okay, so it got cut from Bryce's podcast, but we did talk about Pop-Tarts for like 25 minutes. And I said that the best Pop-Tart is brown sugar cinnamon.
Yeah, it's true.
It's so good, but also wild berry.
Mm. Also strawberry.
Yeah, strawberry's fine.
I'm not down with the hot fudge ones, though.
No.
I'm
how sorry. Much sundae
no,
is good?
It's like, they were probably 400 calories a package.
It is 400
and
calories.
You gotta give me, like, people need an intervention for their Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Because I was eating those all too often.
Oh,
now they have
God.
Whole grain Pop-Tarts.
That's ridiculous.
So people are even more confused. But it's fine.
Sarah's
RD
the RD. She's the registered dietitian, so she can let us know, like, what's healthy and what's not healthy. Okay, so the red ramen, which I've never seen before. Do they still make it?
What?
The red package of the ramen.
Oh, the red ramen. Yeah, it's still there. A coworker of mine was eating it the other day, and I was like, oh.
You're like, I need
Did you feel good after eating that? Did you feel satisfied? Like, it smelled good, you ate it, and you're like, okay.
I don't know if I could remember that. Like, I don't remember
That's what I'm like.
relying on nutrition for anything.
That's how I feel now, because I'm like, I know that if I eat a donut, I'm going to feel terrible afterwards. But in college, it was like, I just ate trash 24/7. And I don't remember feeling bad, but did I just feel bad the entire time? Yeah. Like, I didn't know.
But you also felt great. So
I felt, I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah. You ate donuts and you drank too much, but you're like, fine.
Yeah. But what is, yeah, what is different now that I like actually know that I'm supposed to eat like fruits and veggies and stuff like that?
You can't deny the truth. Yeah.
I know.
You can't deny the fiber.
You need
life changing.
I'll aim into that.
Fiber is so important.
But then if you fast forward 2 years, I was really obsessed with peanut butter.
And okay.
I should have.
And Jamie, in the Jamie house?
In the Jamie house.
Like spoonfuls or like crackers?
Like, I ate peanut butter everything. Peanut butter and banana. Peanut butter and honey. Peanut butter and jelly.
And
like
not almond butter, just peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't even feel like almond butter was a thing then.
Can we pause really quick?
Yeah.
And take a crunchy or a creamy survey? Just like round table.
Okay, so I...
Or just brand specific, however you want to say.
I am not into peanut butter right now because I give my dog a pill with peanut butter like every day. So it's like, that's what it reminds me of, is like her anxiety. So like, I just like stick my finger in there and like get the pill. So obviously it's her peanut butter. Like, I don't eat out of it. But like, every time I smell peanut butter, I'm like, am I about to take donkey Prozac or not? But I do like the Justin's maple almond butter. Mm-hmm. I don't buy it a lot though. Like I haven't really been into butters lately. Except for cookie butter, obviously. I'm always into
obviously.
That.
I will go ahead.
It's just ground up cookies, but keep going.
Oh yeah, the biscotti stuff.
Biscoff.
So
good. It's so good.
I am totally emotional about my peanut butter, but I would say I'm in a creamy phase.
Do you have phases though?
Yeah. And I'm not super into butters either.
Yeah.
Mostly because they hide all that sugar in there. You know, mm-hmm. It's so deceptive with the sugar, and you're like, wait, what?
Right. I like those things that are at like the fancier grocery stores where you just grind the peanuts up. I mean, those, I used to do that, but yeah, I don't eat peanut butter on a lot.
I like that too.
You know, maybe like for a run, like if I was going to go on a long run, maybe like half a English muffin with some peanut butter, but that's just like out of habit. It's not because I like love it, you know?
See, I love a crunchy piece of wheat toast with some crunchy peanut butter with a cup of black coffee. Like, I love it.
I'm going to cut in right here because I think this part got cut out. I'm not sure what happened to it, but Sarah King said that she used to eat ham sandwiches. So we started talking about pork and ham. Technical difficulties. You know, this is only my second podcast ever, so enjoy the rest. Bye.
If you don't claim to like pork,
right?
So now I'm pretty exclusive on my no pork. I don't like.
Do you eat
ham.
Turkey?
Now it smells weird. I do like turkey. Yeah.
I used to eat ham when I was little, but I don't like ham.
Yeah.
It's too salty. And bacon, but
I love some bacon sometimes.
Not a ham girl. So that's pretty much, that's what you ate in college.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what my senior year staple was, but I can't remember anything other than carrot cake.
And I remember going over to your house and you eating a bean burrito with like refried beans.
Yeah.
But I had never seen that before. I was like, what is that? Like, we didn't eat beans in our house when I was growing up. So like, that's kind of strange. But I ended up eating that. It wasn't in college, but it was after college. I remember I would make... The one summer I made bean burritos all the time with cheese. Yeah, and you just grilled it up and it was good.
Bean burritos used to be my go-to at Taco Bell because they were on the cheap menu. But like no onions, like bean burrito, no onions. And it was perfect.
Yeah. I would get a party burrito every now and then from Taco Bueno.
Another thing I remember during college eating at your house, which I don't remember if it was you or one of your roommates, but I first put honey on my pizza.
Oh, yeah. That was a contribution from another roommate.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah.
Like, I still do it on the outside. Like, you eat the savory, then you get to the crust where there's no toppings, and it's like a little bit of honey is baked in the crust.
Yeah, I still don't feel like it's... I've done it a couple times since, and I don't feel like it tastes nearly as good as it did in the Jamie house.
Really? I agree with that.
Yeah. I haven't done it since the Jamie house, probably. Okay. What did you eat in college, Sarah?
So, a few things from my highlighted menu, or my notes that I took.
She has it typed out. Don't worry.
I ate a lot of boxed scalloped potatoes and frozen Tyson chicken nuggets.
Okay, hold on. boxed scalloped potatoes. How did they do that?
Like dehydrated potato slices with a packet of dry cheese powder.
Uh-huh.
You make it with milk, you bake it. That's what I grew up on.
Yeah.
I ate a lot of those. Yeah. And like chicken nuggets. And I was like, okay, balanced meal. I got it. Maybe a can of green beans or some peas, but like from a can, I was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I ate, I would say, a bunch of frozen convenience foods, frozen pizzas, pizza rolls.
Pizza roll. We like, that's another thing that everybody talks about.
Taquitos, etc. Chicken only.
Oh, man.
I definitely had my fair share of cereal for meals, like three times a day, sometimes maybe. Honey Bunches of Oats all the way. Mm-hmm. Honey Roasted. I like the almond flavor, too.
Okay.
I, too, dabbled in the ramen noodles, but I never upscaled it to the 88 cents red package.
I went through a phase where I would buy the cup, the ramen cup.
The cup of noodles. Honestly, they're all the worst, but I don't like the cup, I will say. Because it had the dehydrated peas and carrots that, like, did not soak up the water.
So good.
No.
They were, like, floating Lucky Charms, kind of. Like,
This is, like, a ramen thing about me, though. With ramen, I do not eat it with the package. Like, the 20-cent package or whatever, I don't eat it with the packet of flavoring. I cook the noodles and boil them, and then I drain it so it's like looks like pasta, and then I put a ton of butter and salt on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we used to do for like when I was sick, or like just comfort food, or like make whatever.
Why
you
not
want
just buy noodles? I guess
because ramen is not like a noodle. It's not like spaghetti.
It's like fake,
plastic.
Kind of. Yeah,
but
cardboard-esque.
But it tastes so good. It tastes so carby and like sodium.
And with the butter.
With the butter and the salt, just like mix it up, but. Like, once I started getting, like, a little bit healthier, like, maybe a little bit after college, and I realized that 1/4 of the ramen is, like, what, like 200 calories or something like
that. Oh, yeah.
But I would make 2 packets of it and put it in just, like, a huge bowl with, like, a ton of butter and salt. That is terrible!
I just feel like... Whoever's listening to this needs to know that we've come a really long way. That our journey has not been out without painful moments, lots of ignorance, but we are coming at it on the other side.
I think that the discussing our college diet, like if you're eating this right now, like know that you're not okay.
I will throw it back to 6th grade, keeping with the ramen noodle theme. Okay. I used to open the packet, put it in a Ziploc baggie, crunch it up with my fist, dump the dry packet on it and eat it. Like, it was the cool thing to do. So it was mostly chicken flavor, and I ate my baggie of crunchy ramen noodles with chicken flavor. Like, my friend Dominique showed it to me. Like,
your dry sodium.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
5 times more than I needed for a day, but it's fine. I thought it was fine.
But we all ate ramen. It's fine. Like, we're fine now, right? We're, like, healthy.
So
we're cute.
Cheap.
Like, yeah.
We're healthy. We're cute.
The struggle is real.
We've probably made up for it in our vegetable intake.
Yeah, we eat a lot of vegetables now.
Well, at least you got some dehydrated ones in that cup of noodles.
I mean, I don't know if I ate them. I probably just ate the noodles.
No, but
I got the really spicy kind.
I know that you may not want to do this to your digestion, but if you tried the upscale ramen noodles, it's worth it.
Is there more fiber in?
I could not tell you anything about the nutritional effects of those things.
I think the first time I had a conversation with someone about dressing up ramen noodles was actually with you. And you told me, like, you added an egg on them or something
like
that.
Oh, yeah, I would do
and
that
I was like,
at the
oh,
end.
You can, like, at add things to ramen noodles. Like, now there's a food truck about it in OKC.
At the end of my ramen noodle, like, phase, I would get, like, fancy with the soft-boiled egg, you know? And, like, protein, you know? It's great. Fine.
Green onion.
I think maybe I've been living here, like, a year and some change. I think I've only made ramen here maybe 1 time, but in the past, when I lived with 2 roommates, I remember making it 1 time, and my roommate's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm hungover. It's fine.
I bought a package, like one of the small packages, in like 2012.
Yeah.
And it's moved with me.
Probably still shelves.
You can't
table.
Throw it out.
It's like, I'm going to need these someday.
It'll be fine by 2050. It's okay.
I want to talk about what I ate in college.
You should.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I ate in the cafeteria my first year, but then I lived in the sorority house the last 3 years, so we had a cook. And I very clearly remember, like, a couple phases, which I talked about it in the last episode, is pizza rolls. I would make pizza rolls all the time in the microwave, in, like, the sweet and sour chicken lean cuisine. I would eat that a lot. And then when I was, like, trying to cut weight, I would eat tuna packets and cottage cheese. Okay. Like, that's it. And people would be like, you need to go outside over the trash can and eat that tuna. Like, because I like tuna, but it's, like, the – I can't take it to work. Like,
when people would bring it to work at Best Buy in the break room, like, get out of the store with that tuna. Like, I like it, too.
Immediately. It tastes good, but it's, like – they were, like, please leave. I started liking hummus when I was in college. I would eat a lot of hummus too, with like carrots and cucumbers or whatever. But
we should talk about the best hummus later.
Oh, yes, we need to talk about my favorite hummus in the city, which it's not actually in Oklahoma City. It's far away from Oklahoma City. I went through this phase where I ate bagel sandwiches.
Yes, bagel sandwiches were. So good.
Because that's what they kept in the sorority house. So, like, before they started locking us out of the kitchen, which we figured out a way to, like, get into the kitchen. Obviously, we're 21-year-old. Like, 20.
Could you get, like, snacks when you're hungry, or did you have to keep that in your room?
Well, there was a room that they called the Coke room, which used to have a Coke machine, and it didn't anymore, but it had two refrigerators, and you could keep your food in there. But the actual kitchen with, like, the actual food, they locked. So a couple of us got a hanger.
I remember this time in your life.
And we, at night, we would, like, jimmy underneath the door and then unlock the thing so we could get in and get, like, whatever we want. We were hungry! Like, feed us!
Right. Were you allowed to have a mini fridge in your room?
No.
The house, like, you could not have anything refrigerated after the kitchen was locked.
No. There, in the Coke room, there's two refrigerators.
Oh, okay.
And a microwave.
Okay.
So you could go in there, but, like, that was our food that we bought. The stuff that was in the kitchen was, like, free. So I would eat bagel sandwiches all the time with cream cheese, turkey, lettuce, regular cheese, and, like, maybe a tomato. But that's what I ate. And bagel sandwiches are so, like, so good.
What kind of bagel? What kind of cheese?
It was a regular bagel because it was free. And then the cheese is probably, like, Swiss, maybe. I don't know.
Did you heat it up or did you keep it cold?
I toasted it. And then and people would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm making my bagel sandwich. Like, the housewives would come in and they'd be like, oh, she's making her bagel sandwich.
Which, really, that the bagel sandwich is, like, the distant cousin of what you make for breakfast now.
Yes. Okay. So good. Yeah. But I haven't made that in a while. The English muffin breakfast sandwich. Just, like, a piece of turkey, an egg, a piece of cheese, and then on an English muffin, and I would make that every single day and take it into work in a foil container. But now that it's getting warmer, I am doing cottage cheese, which that's, like, a whole episode because people hate cottage cheese.
I could talk cottage cheese with
it's
you.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it is. I agree.
It's got tons cottage of protein. It's cold and cheesy. I put peaches. Today I did it. I put peaches and blackberries on it with brown sugar and maple syrup. Yes. And I learned the maple syrup from your grandma.
My grandma used to do that.
Yeah. So that's what I do now.
Her legacy lives on.
I use honey, but maybe I'll have to try that sometime.
The maple syrup is good.
Okay.
But okay, so I know we've wanted to talk about this. I know you said mention the drunk meals, and we're going to get to that. But since I said bagel sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I think we should talk Old School Bagel Cafe.
I think that's great.
Which I think we all love it.
Right? Oh, no. Absolutely.
I mean,
I'm obsessed with it.
I think I started my Old School journey because of Mallory, but...
Oh.
Okay, I'll just dive in.
Yeah,
it,
just go in.
I mean, I don't remember if my first experience was because of you, but definitely the majority of my Old School meals have probably been shared with you.
Yeah.
But I'm all about the plain. Like, I want an everything bagel toasted with chive and onion cream cheese and some coffee.
That's it.
Plain.
Sometimes, so I meant, like, basic. Like, I don't want anything else. I just want bagel and cream cheese. Sometimes, if I'm extra hungry, the lox. Still everything bagel, maybe chive and onion, maybe plain. But I'm like, give me the bagel toasted with cream cheese and some coffee. A little cream and some Splenda.
We would go to the one on Broadway, like, meet for breakfast and stuff there. And then...
It's, like, the perfect...
It's the perfect place.
Like, 10:15 on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You need to talk with a friend for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, it's perfect.
Oh, we would go to that one. When I lived in Edmond, I would go to the one on Covell with my roommate a lot. And I would always meet Tanya at the one on Broadway, too. And so when I moved to Oklahoma City, I was like, I am struggling because the closest one is May, and it was so far. I was like, by my work, so it's like 15-minute drive. And on a Saturday morning, you're like, not trying to do that, you know?
Right.
So when the one on 23rd Street opened, I was like, praise.
No, I'm saying I work on 23rd, like a mile away, and yeah. I go twice a week.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I get a bagel. Sometimes I have to be disciplined and only get coffee.
Do you get it scooped out?
No.
You know you can.
Oh, I eat all the bread.
You know you can get it scooped out, though.
I think you told me that. But, like, does it get replaced with cream cheese?
No, I haven't done it.
Or, like, is it just, like.
I haven't done it.
I would never probably scoop out. It's, like, boiled. They're so good bagels.
My order is, there's two options. So, if I'm hungover or, like, I'm feeling like I want to eat something high fatty, high sugar, maybe after a run, because I usually always go after I go for a run on Saturdays or Sundays, to the 23rd Street one, I'll get a French toast breakfast bagel with sausage, egg, and cheese, and it's, like, perfect. But if I'm feeling a little bit healthier or more hungry or, like, I don't know, I'll get a jalapeno cheddar with lox, but without the actual, like, lox part of it. So, like, without the capers, the onions, or the tomatoes.
Mistake.
Really?
But it's fine.
I just like the smoked salmon and cream cheese.
The capers are so salty, and the onions, I don't like capers. Just like,
I don't like olives or capers or anything like that. Sarah, you go to the one in Norman?
I go to the one in Norman on Main Street. I think it's been there for a lot longer than some of the other locations.
I think they bagels.
I think it started in Norman, right?
Well, that's, I mean, it's possible because I feel like.
I think they make them in Norman and ship them out every morning.
Oh, interesting. See, I didn't know.
The one in Moore recently closed, I think.
Oh, no.
Yep.
That's sad.
By Skate World or something? Off the highway?
Oh, bummer. I feel like my old school journey started off with more lunch foods, so I really liked getting the turkey one that just had turkey and cream cheese. But then I was like, screw this, I need some vegetables. So then I went to the veggie.
Okay.
But guys, the Asiago is such a faithful friend. And it has that little bit of cheese that just gets the Asiago.
That's like jalapeno cheddar, though. It's got it on there. It's good.
It's like my emotional experience of eating that is like my expectations are soaring so high, so high, so high. And then I eat it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And then it's like nothing's.
What kind of cream cheese?
Okay, so when I'm feeling savory, I go with the Asiago or sometimes the everything with veggie cream cheese.
Okay. Because they mix those veggies up in there. Yeah.
I've never had their
cucumber,
veggie cream cheese.
It's so good.
Yeah.
When I'm feeling like I want something sweet, I go with the French toast with the honey walnut or the almond something.
When I want that French toast, like the sweet and savory, like the French toast breakfast, it's like nothing. One time I went in there like, we're out of French toast. So I was like, bye. Like I was like leaving and they were like, no, like get something. Cause like, I feel like they know me there. I don't know if they do, but I go every week. But they're like, no, like, get something. So I just got a regular bagel, like, a regular breakfast sandwich. And they were like, just wait a second because he's going to the other location to get French toast bagels because we're out of them. And I was like, okay. So I'm, like, standing there. And he walks in with, like, this huge box of bagels. I was like, yes. Because it's, like, nothing is better. I don't like their coffee. I know they, like, source in their coffee from somewhere.
Okay, their coffee, though, the 23rd Street location, the one time that I went there with you, Mallory, they had different blends.
Really?
In Norman, they only have the house blend.
Oh.
And after that one time in the city, I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. They have this different blend and it's so good.
Yeah.
And then in Norman, it's just all the house. It's really
I scary. Think their coffee is boiling. Like, I have to put ice cubes in it. So what I've been doing is I've just been getting an Americano that they make.
Do they have good Americanos?
Yeah. Yes.
Typically, I prefer that. But I do think they have good coffee. But I also like boiling hot coffee.
I don't love their, like, lattes.
Okay.
You know, I don't love their,
I've
like,
only had drip coffee there.
Yeah. Their drip coffee is
more I've just there. Gotten their Americano, and that's the only, like coffee that they've made for me.
The thing about old school is that I've never touched anything that's in their little refrigerated section.
Oh
when
my
I first go in. I like don't do anything.
I did that. The other day, Cindy and I ran 8 miles and we went to old school after, and she got like all this stuff. Like she got like a bagel, and then she got like chocolate milk or something, and then she got like a yogurt parfait. And I was like, I want a yogurt parfait. Like, we just did 8 miles, whatever. And so I went and got it, and it was so good. I mean, it was really good.
So probably the second to last time I went there, I was, like, not feeling a bagel, but, of course, I was feeling something sweet.
Yeah.
So this girl that I work with, who is with child, she's, like, eating for two. Right. So she's like indulging in certain things, and it's fun working with her because I'm like, okay, I can have some of that. But they have like chocolate chip muffins, and you can request them warmed up with butter. And like they asked, like I ordered it, and she ordered it, and she asked if I wanted half, and I was like, yes. Obviously. And then they were like, do you want it warmed with butter? Like, and we were like,
duh.
So we get it, and it's like perfectly divided into four quarters with this melted butter, but not all the way, and it was heaven.
Old School is so good.
And they know our name.
And this is, they are not paying us to say this, but we just all have a love for it.
We should get free bagels for a month.
I remember Abby working for the nonprofit in the city that she worked for, and she would come home with this box of cookies. And they were like, not just normal flat cookies. They were like the puffed up cookies. And then when I went into Old School, I was like, this is where she got them? Yeah, so I guess this like nonprofit got their cookies from Old School. And she would get leftovers. I've never had their cookies. And it was like,
that reminds me that one time I had a friend who worked at Panera Bread in Midwest City. And she could essentially bring home any of the baked goods that she wanted because they would just throw them out at the end of the day. Anyway, sometimes Sylvain and I would go in there on Saturday morning and she would give us like 20 free bagels with cream cheese and we didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah. But
Old School is better than Panera when it comes to bagels.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Panera will do in a pinch, but...
I mean, Panera Cinnamon Crunch is noteworthy. Yeah.
It's noteworthy. It's noteworthy.
I don't go to Panera for a bagel.
I mean, your cream cheese is in a packet.
Right.
Okay, one time I had this, like, spiritual experience when I was at Old School. I don't know if I was stressed out or what, but I was standing there waiting for my bagel, and I just saw this girl, like, piling this cream cheese into a container.
Oh, my God.
And it just looked like such a cathartic, soothing moment to be just squeezing all of that cream cheese in there.
And you, like, smooth it out.
I almost cried.
That's how I feel sometimes when, I haven't done it in a long time, but I used to make my own hummus. But, like, when I'm finished with it, because I would peel the chickpeas, like, one by one. And, like, now I'm like, ain't nobody got time for that. But I would, like, peel the chickpeas one by one, and then I would, like, blend it up with everything. And then when I'm, like, smoothing it into the container and then pouring the olive oil on top of it, it's just, like, what is better than that? Really, what is better than that?
Truly nothing.
Nothing.
And then you like dog's love. The spatula. That's it. It's like, yeah.
So we're going to do a listener question because Sarah's a registered dietitian. So she's the best to talk food about or talk food with. Let me see. We have a listener question from a Bryce Waller.
Dang. Where is it? Okay. Shout out to @BryceWaller.
Shout out to @BryceWaller. He asked, what do you think of fad diets? Sarah.
So it can be, my feelings can be summed up by saying that I don't think that that the word diet should be used as a form of losing weight or a form of showing like how I'm going to eat for 30 days. Mm-hmm. I think your diet should be the way that you eat. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you're trying to make things better about the way that you eat, it should come in small changes to your everyday habits, and that's what will be the most effective for the goals that you're looking for.
So what do you think about something like, I know K has done the whole 30 and things like that. What do you think about that?
I think that anything that encourages people to explore what they're eating, pay more attention to it, research it, are all good things. But I think that if you're following something for 30 days, I think the important questions are, what are you doing after 30 days? What are you doing on the 31st day?
Yeah.
Like, do you not have any rules? Yeah. Do you try to apply all that you've been doing for the past month to this day and, like, make your own rules all by yourself without the help of the whole 30 diet? I just think that diet has been – it's just so confusing and there's so much out there, but you really have to look at it as the way that I eat. And if you want to change that, it's not going to happen overnight or with a new set of rules that is completely opposite of the way that you eat currently.
I read this thing that was like, you have to get to know yourself like really, really well. And that's like, you have to figure out what works for you personally because there is so much. It's like low carb, high fat, whatever. There's like so much just swirling around out there. But like, you have to know what makes you feel great. Like, obviously ramen doesn't make us feel great.
Right, and recognizing those things, yes, learning, and I think Whole30 helps people do things like that. I've had friends who have done Whole30 who have came out of it having learned great lessons and having learned recipes that work for them and having learned that, oh, if I go a week without eating added sugar or fried foods, I feel better. Mm-hmm. Those are all lessons that we need to learn, and if it takes tools like Whole30 for people to learn that, I think that they have done their job. But I think that people still are left needing help after those diets have left. Mm-hmm. And when you're alone and trying to make changes, that's when you need the most help, because that's when you're making the decisions when no one is looking, and those decisions are what's going to matter the most.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting that you talk about that, because so much of your life is your actual behavior, and mm-hmm. those changes in behavior isn't just, okay, I'm going to make this change. You actually really have to evaluate, what am I ready for? What's causing me to not make that change? What are my barriers when I'm thinking about eating healthier or changing this thing about how much I'm exercising? And it's like, if you don't account for all those other factors, you actually won't make any sort of behavior change, because you're just going so drastic from this one thing to the next.
Yeah.
And I think you're ultimately setting yourself up for failure and disappointment, which isn't fair to anybody, because food is something that's so special to us and important to us, and we all have our things that we love. And if you just cut them out, or you set these expectations that you should just completely change on Monday and you don't, then you hate yourself and nothing ever gets changed.
And that's like a bad feeling, you know, you're like, oh, I messed up. Well, I might as well just, you know, I think I've gone to a point probably within like the past year and a half is like, I can order a Mazzio's pizza, but then the next day I can go out and be like, okay, I'm going to get some kale. I'm going to get some sweet potatoes. I'm going to eat this because this is what makes me feel good. But in that moment, I'm like, I wanted some Mazzio's. Like,
and you should eat that Mazzio's.
Yeah.
You should never deny things that you've grown up with or that bring you happiness or that you love eating. But if you're paying attention to it and you ultimately are wanting to eat to better your health, I think the good changes will follow. But you have to evaluate what you're doing it for, or else it's not going to be effective.
I think that's I think that's good.
So I don't like fad diets, but I like them for certain things. If they bring out curiosity, or you can take something from it and apply it and try to make your diet better, then they can be helpful.
I think that's good.
Eliminating bread when you're a bread lover isn't going to work.
Yeah. Because you're always going to want that, like, just satisfy the craving and, like, get it over with.
And you should. Food is so good, and food is so wonderful, and it's why we live. I mean, of course, I'm emotional about food.
I know, we all. I mean, I feel like we all.
Everyone is.
Yeah.
Even if it's McDonald's, they're emotional about it, and they want it. And
yeah.
My favorite part of my job is it's actually not my favorite part of my job, but we go to health fairs, and we take this board that has sugar in drinks. And so it has, like, a 32-ounce. Mm-hmm. And it shows how much sugar is in all these things. And it's incredible the way it turns into a confessional. People will just come up to us and start talking about how, oh, man, I drink this drink. Mm-hmm. Or, like, kids will be like, my mom drinks six of those. You know, and it's like, well, people, when they – you can be aware of something and still not have any desire to change it. You know?
Right.
But you can also, like, for me, it's like taking that to places. I'm like, okay, this is kind of crazy how much sugar you can have in just one thing. And so it's like, after repeated exposure to that, you're like, all right, I'm more equipped to be more mindful of what I'm consuming.
And then it's like, even with diet sodas, because I'm not a huge, like, soda person. If it's got, like, the real sugar in it, I just don't like the taste of it. But the fake sugar is just as bad. I mean, but it's like, I don't know, because it's still hitting you the same way that real sugar is. It's still all going to the same place. It's just fake. You just don't know what it is. But yeah, sometimes I'm like, I just need a Diet Coke. Like, I just, but I used to drink a ton of Diet Coke, and I don't anymore.
Which,
so like, once a week is fine.
Right. There's a difference between 8 Diet Cokes a day.
Yeah.
Always having it in your house to 1 Diet Coke a week. You go to Sonic to get it. There's a huge difference in that relationship with that Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Which I would love to, because we get asked that question all the time, is how is the diet drinks? Are they healthier? And we kind of have to refer and say, listen, research is still kind of out.
Yeah, they invented aspartame in like 1982. Yeah. There's no long-term studies on it.
I would just say, like a lot of dietitians would say, everything in moderation, but trying to educate them on why we eat and drink things, and maybe trying to get them to make healthier choices, like, water, coffee, tea, milk.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Just trying to get people to care about what it is that they're eating and drinking all of the time, and sometimes you will splurge, but trying to get people to care. I believe that people will make the right choice if they're educated enough and they have the willpower to choose the right thing. I don't have strong feelings against fake sweeteners, mm-hmm. but I think you should drink them as sparingly as you do normal soda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Something I've been loving is, because for some reason, I don't drink a ton of pop, but I've been missing the carbonation.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm, like, hitting the LaCroix.
Oh,
as is everybody.
LaCroix is good.
It is good. So
I haven't completely divulged into the LaCroix world, but my friend Bryce has made me try a few.
Which flavors have you tried?
I've tried the orange, which orange was good.
Orange is good.
And I'm pretty sure, like, the cranberry.
Cran raspberry.
Yeah. And it was good.
Yeah.
I don't find myself missing the carbonation as much, but I know that it's a huge thing for other people.
I like carbonation a lot, so I like LaCroix. And I love keeping it in my house, too. I like grapefruit and apricot. But apricot you can really only get at, like, Target. So I'm not going to take a special trip to Target to get the apricot, but it's pretty good.
I like the apple something.
Those are the skinny cans, yeah. which I think have more flavor.
I like the apple
something.
I don't even know.
I'm thinking cinnamon, but I don't
know. I've seen it's like cucumber or blackberry. I want to try that one.
That sounds good.
But those are in like the special slim cans.
There's something about having LaCroix at either in my office or in the refrigerator that makes it feel like a treat.
Yeah.
You know, that it's a like, little luxurious. Oh, I don't need something else because I'm like, oh, this LaCroix.
That's a perfect use for a LaCroix is like in lieu of a candy bar or... Mm-hmm.
But have you seen, which I'll send it to you guys if you haven't, it's like the New York Times recommends letter for LaCroix. It's like a pretty good piece of writing, but somebody is talking about like how LaCroix makes them feel. And they talk about the branding and like all that stuff. And it's a really good like little piece that I'll send to you guys and I'll link in the show notes as well. But when I started working at where I'm working, there was LaCroix there, and my roommate was also working there, too. And so she was like, I'm the one that started that there. So we had it in our house, and we had it at work or whatever. But
The face of LaCroix? And then, like, they booted him off or something? Was that on the internet?
It was a comedian.
Yeah.
Joe Mandy?
No.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But they were like, you're actually not the spokesperson for LaCroix.
I forget who it was. But
I know. We are the spokespeople for old school people.
I think we will are. Take like, free bagels. No one else, like, takes it as serious. I mean, maybe my friend Tanya, but, like.
Oh, SB.
I will just say that I tried to go to the one on 23rd Street Uh-oh. Today to make notes for this podcast. They closed at 3 p.m., so I had to go to Cuppies and Joe.
But you didn't get a Boom Boom Pow?
I only got coffee.
Oh, wow.
And I have a gift card, so I could have gotten a cupcake, but I didn't.
I'm not a huge cupcake person. Like, I won't just, like, go get a cupcake. I'll eat one if somebody puts it in front of me, like a red velvet one.
I'm thinking about having them at my wedding. I'll get a dozen red velvet for you.
Sarah's getting married.
Mm-hmm. I really will get a dozen red velvet for you.
Think the cupcakes are a really great wedding idea.
Yeah. Because it's like, you don't have to cut the
cake. My brother did it.
Awkwardly. Yeah. Are you going to have a wedding cake, though?
I think Sylvain's stepmom is going to make us a wedding cake. Okay. I sent her that one with the edible flowers.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll blackberries on top, so.
That'll be pretty. Okay, so that was our listener question, but he also asked another question about, is there anything healthy at Hideaway? I kind of was, like, thinking that. Like, I always get a salad with a hard-boiled egg on top, like, before I eat my pizza.
I mean, that's fine. Do you think that by the time you get the pizza, you're hungry?
I only eat, like, two slices of the pizza. Like, I'll get a small or whatever.
When I was making notes from these Twitter questions that I saw earlier, the first bullet point was portion control.
Yeah.
Because when I go to Hideaway personally, I go there to eat pizza. I do not go there to be healthy.
Okay.
So, like, I want a slice of pizza, original crust, light sauce, jalapeno, pepperoni, pineapple. Anyway, I want it dipped in ranch, and I want a beer, preferably an IPA. So, to say, can you get something healthy at Hideaway? Yes, you can. You can get a salad, and you can make healthy options. But if you're going to go there and
eat the...
In D.C., there's like two stores.
Is that the homemade Pop-Tart place? Yeah. Oh my God.
Awesome. I go there for brunch at least once every few weeks, and they have what's called a boozy milkshake.
Uh-huh.
It's like an adult milkshake, so there's like a little bit of alcohol in it, but yeah. They are so good. Oh, and they give it to you in a cup, and they also give you like the remnants of the blend. So like you finish your cup, but like you still have more, which is so great.
You still got a lot more, man.
Yeah, dude. So I have a friend who will always order that, and I won't, because then I'll just be like, can I dip out of your your blend extras?
And she'll always let me. Oh, she let you do that? That's whole life, basically. Maybe. And whenever you did, like, the Ready Whip, like, sound, she would come running.
Hilarious.
Yeah. But, yeah, Ready Whip.
Cats.
When you... Cats are good.
They are. I love them.
They're good people. They're good people. I have a dog, but, like, I like cats, too. I like all animals. But, yeah, she would come running whenever we did the Ready Whip. I love fresh whipped cream, though. Like, there's nothing better.
No.
I've made... That's probably, like, what I've used my KitchenAid the most for, is, like, just pouring